this program was recorded earlier.
Welcome to Hope in the Night, late night talk radio offering biblical hope and practical help, and on the air now for over 25 years. I'm Jeff Oliver, here with author and speaker June Hunt. June, over the last year and a half or so, we know that the worldwide pandemic and everything that stems from that, that we have heard that the people's mental health is really suffering and has suffered. And one of those things, one of those notable statistics has been the rise of suicide. And so my question is, what would you tell others to do when they feel like somebody in their life is suicidal? Mm-hmm. What's the plan?
There are a number of different approaches. Fortunately, there's not just one. And since you mentioned that, I read something today from one of our callers, and it was a very kind man who wrote this, saying thank you, and he mentioned being on the program, and he said, I listened to you for many years now. Please forgive me. I only know that your program has helped me to not take my life. God knows I've tried, but your voice, your empathy, has held me to stay the course. Thank you. This is significant, and this is why I even want to mention this. You don't know, I don't know, when I'm talking with someone, if they are contemplating taking their lives. I don't know what's gone on before in their thinking. And they can think they're being very rational. It's like, it's hopeless. Because I remember mentally going there earlier in my life. I thought, this is hopeless. Things will not change. Your home will not change. Dad will not change. Nothing will change. And I thought, so I just want the pain to stop. And we don't have to think about it a long, long time to act on something. And my point is, now, while that was years ago, I remember it distinctly. And what I'm asking you to do is, there's some of you who really know that you've been called to pray, and you have a ministry of prayer. People don't have to know about it, but you know, it's just, you know who you are. And I'm asking, if you feel led to pray for any of our callers or every one of our callers, I've had multiple people say, I want you to know I pray for every caller, and until God releases me not to pray, I don't have to continue to pray, or I'll not continue to pray. Some people will pray for a long time for a particular caller. Others, it'll be a one-time commitment. And I just think it's extraordinary. Those of you who would be willing to pray for our ministry, to pray for me, and because I need to ask the questions or make the statements or bring up the scriptures. I can't know what God knows, so God needs to tell me when I need to ask something that I typically wouldn't ask. And I can remember so many times thinking, I've never even asked that question before. Where did that come from? Well, I know where it came from, but I'm amazed when I see turns take on these calls. And I just want you to know you have a role. It's a huge role. And God would not tell us to pray if it wouldn't have benefit. And I don't always know how God will use our prayers, but I remember thinking, well, I know God does say yes. I know God, times God says no, and then I know God at times says wait, just wait. and he will answer however he chooses. So all I'm saying is, for a caller like this, who has just written, you know, he says, I only know that your program has helped me to not take my life. God knows I've tried. So to know that we have people in our listening audience who literally, they don't see a way out. Now, God is our God of hope. The Bible is very clear. And he says, I know the plans I have for you. This is what I always give someone. If I know that they're contemplating suicide, I always give them that scripture where God is the one who's saying, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. That's the theme verse for our entire ministry. That's Jeremiah 29:11. And if you need to write down that reference, Jeremiah 29, J-E-R, 29, verse 11, and make sure it's underlined in your Bible. Make sure you've written it out. And you may need to give this to someone who needs help and who needs hope. Some who they may not have said it to you, but they are contemplating ending their lives because they don't see another way out. God always makes a way. So thank you for praying for us. Thank you for praying for me and our callers. It's a gift so, so great.
Do you want to become a better people helper? Maybe you have loved ones, friends, or acquaintances facing difficult challenges. You want to help, but you just don't know what to do or how to give them the support they need. The Lifeline to Hope self-study course is designed for people like you. This is a 10-session video course on biblical caregiving that will equip you to become a better people helper. As you complete this course at your own pace, you'll learn how to provide effective care and support to others without being overwhelmed yourself. This comes from professional instruction with leading experts on biblical caregiving, effective listening, relationship skills, self-care, and more. God can use you to change lives. For a limited time, save 50% off the self-study with the coupon code HOPEINTHENIGHT. Learn more and order this course at lifelinetohope.org. That's lifelinetohope.org.
Would you like to talk to June Hunt about a situation in your life? Consider having that conversation on a future broadcast of Hope in the Night and let June help you discover practical help that's grounded in God's truth. Your story will be heard on all of our radio affiliates, and of course, we protect your privacy by providing you with a different name. And as it happens often in our program, when you share your story, you might help someone else find biblical hope and practical help for their lives. It's ministry multiplied. For an opportunity to talk with June Hunt on Hope in the Night about an issue, a hurt, a relationship, or some other concern in your life, call 800-NIGHT-17. That's 800-644-4817. And remember, there are no hopeless situations, only people who have grown hopeless. There really are biblical solutions for all of life's struggles. Don't wait. Call tonight. 800-NIGHT-17. 800-644-4817.
Welcome back to Hope in the Night. I'm Jeff Oliver, and we want to help you, and we want to help you help others. Our customer support team can be reached at 800-488-HOPE. They're available Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Central Time, and they'd be happy to help you to get to God's hope through our resources. And to call them, just again, 800-488-HOPE is their number. And we'd like to recommend to you the Keys for Living called Suicide Prevention. It is subtitled Hope When Life Seems Hopeless. And you can get that again by calling customer support at 800-488-4673. Now, to speak with June about something that's going on in your life, We welcome your call, and if you would like to speak on it with her on a future broadcast of Hope of the Night, just call us at 800-NIGHT-17. That's 800-NIGHT-17. Just call and leave a detailed message, and we'll get right back to you and schedule you for the next available Hope in the Night. That's 800-NIGHT-17 or 800-644-4817. Well, let's get to our caller for tonight, and listening on KKLA in California tonight, we have Al.
Hello, Al. Welcome to Hope.
Yes, hello, Ms. June Hunt. Good evening.
Thank you. So glad to have you with us. How can we help you?
Well, first of all, thank you, and thank the Lord for using someone like you as his instrument. You guys are so very far-reaching, and you know, just like the message earlier about the suicide, you guys are like the helpline for some reason. And I'm so thankful for that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, it's an unbelievable privilege. I'm always stunned that I have the privilege of being able to present truth that sets people free. Because it's not my truth, it's the Lord's truth. So thank you, Al. So what's happening in your life?
Okay. I've been having this, issue about my a relative, a family member who lives overseas, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm living here in California. He lives all the way up in the Philippines. And, for the last 7 years, I've been struggling with his voice coming in my mind and where I'm hearing him constantly. I know that's not like, that's something that I wasn't born with. I know that's not supposed to be possible, but for some reason it became possible where he's like a mind reader, you know, knowing what's in my mind ahead of time or something like that. You know what I mean? So, and that's been going on for the last 7 years. I know that's the devil's masterpiece and all that, and it's all witchcraft and sorcery. But my main thing is how to not be a victim of that, or how to get that off of me. That's like my you know, why I'm calling right now.
Okay, so you're saying that this relative, not in our country, it's like you're hearing his voice specifically, and it's not like you're talking on the phone, but it's a voice, and you said it's connected, you believe it's connected to witchcraft and sorcery. Am I correct about
Correct.
That?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Now,
go ahead.
I was going to ask, what, I know you're hearing his voice in your head. What words are you hearing that he is saying?
Okay. How do you say this? But all right, because I've been like I said, it's been going on for the last 7 years, and I've been throughout those times that's been giving me problems. I keep researching on the internet. And the Bible, like what could be causing these things? You know what I mean? So you know, if you look at it in from a medical point of view, they call it auditory hallucination, or they call it, if it's sorcery, is like psychic or tele what was that?
Telekinesis,
or it's like the mind to mind kind of
okay.
connection, you know what I mean?
Telepathy,
there you go. Or if you look at it from a government standpoint, it's like Ultra K, skull to voice, whatever that is. So, but it all points out to something where the victim is likely the one to be highlighted or causing whatever that is. But to me, it's the other way around. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. Well, there are issues. Many people will try to explain away certain things. Yet, if we're talking about the power of witchcraft And a lot of people don't understand. That's not they're part of their experience. But it's very clear in the Bible. The Bible knows, meaning God knows, that he chooses to forbid us to be involved in any type of witchcraft. In fact, words are very concrete. I remember years ago, when I was teaching, I think I was in my 20s and 30s, and all of a sudden I'm reading all these scriptures, and I think, I didn't know they were in the Bible. And like, for example, Deuteronomy 18, beginning in verse 10, let no one be found among you who, and then there's a list, and there's a forbidding, who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft, or casts out, or casts spells, or who is a medium or a spiritist, or who consults the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord because of these same detestable practices. There are consequences. My point is, that's just one of many, many, many practices that are forbidden. And so you're right to be concerned, because what I'm hearing is there's an unrest within your spirit. You don't have peace about what is taking place. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Well, that was, it was pretty much daily, all the way up to last Saturday. And then last Saturday, what happened was, me and my, you know, I was kind of complaining the same thing to my mom, and then finally she ended up calling my uncle in the Philippines, and me and him had a conversation over the phone, to where I was telling my uncle, like, you know, what is your problem with me? Well, why are you doing this? Why keep on messing with my head where I'm hearing you constantly cursing me out, this and that, blaming me for the death of my grandparents back in 2007. I think that was his main reason why he's doing this. He is like seeking revenge or being vengeful about it. He said, "Oh, if it wasn't for you, if it wasn't, it would not have suffered, or my grandpa would not have suffered a heart attack that led him to his death back in 2007." And then my grandma dying 3 months later after she had complications after her surgery. On bypass surgery, and since it was such a close proximity on time wise that they died, that, you know, he just blamed me for it, and, you know, and that's what began this whole thing.
Okay, Al, let me ask a question. Has he been involved himself in either voodoo or witchcraft?
I'm saying this from what I've been experiencing and from what I've been observing, from what's been going on with me while interacting with him or trying to at least battle him from my mind. You know what I mean? And from time to time, then he keeps mentioning about, or he keeps, or, and this is all like in the mind. So this is something that's so baffling, and it's like no solution for it. That's the way the devil masks it. It's you know, the way he destroys other people. So, but there was a mention of the tarot cards and all that. But me seeing him personally, I haven't really seen him doing all that. I'm just basing what I'm mentioning because it's always his voice that comes to my mind every day, you know, and it's like a conversation like this. It's like having this same type of conversation mentally. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, what you're describing is what is called the occult. The occult refers to any practice or an attempt to gain supernatural power or knowledge apart from the God of the Bible. And there are certain specific actions that, and I'm talking about practices, or sometimes it's items that are used. And by the way, when you mention tarot cards, that is one of the specific areas where it's trying to perceive the future, to get knowledge about the future, but this is apart from the God of the Bible. And again, we are forbidden to use and to do the practices that fortune tellers specifically use. And if, in other words, when I'm doing a inventory of involvement with someone who's something where clearly there are things beyond the natural, it's dealing with the supernatural, but not the, it's not the God who created us. There's the God who is our creator. He's almighty. And then there's the enemy of God named Satan. And he has his forces. They're called demons. And there were fallen angels. They're demons. It's all described in the Bible. But the point is, to be biblical, there are certain things that you can do to protect yourself, and I think it's vital that you have access to that understanding. And by the way, I will be sending you, just for you to know, I'm going to be sending you our material called The Occult, and it'll make it all very clear. We call it Demystifying the Deeds of Darkness. But the point is, there are protections for you to take. There are certain prayers to pray. But there are things that also you need to evaluate. what, you know, and I'll talk with you about that. Or is there anything in your home that involves the occult? I will tell you what kinds of things we're talking about, because you need to get rid of them. There's a reason biblically that we are not to have anything in our possession around us, whether it's at an office or a home, that has to do with the occult. Because what this is, it's a counterfeit. The occult is power apart from the God of the Bible.
Do you want to become a better people helper? Maybe you have loved ones, friends, or acquaintances facing difficult challenges. You want to help, but you just don't know what to do or how to give them the support they need. The Lifeline to Hope self-study course is designed for people like you. This is a 10-session video course on biblical caregiving that will equip you to become a better people helper. As you complete this course at your own pace, you'll learn how to provide effective care and support to others without being overwhelmed yourself. This comes from professional instruction with leading experts on biblical caregiving, effective listening, relationship skills, self-care, and more. God can use you to change lives. For a limited time, save 50% off the self-study with the coupon code HOPEINTHENIGHT. Learn more and order this course at lifelinetohope.org. That's lifelinetohope.org. Did you know that June Hunt has a new website? JuneHunt.org gives you a behind-the-scenes peek into June's life and ministry. You'll hear her personal story of an uncertain childhood and how, even as a young adult, she struggled with anger, unforgiveness, lying, and her identity. Perhaps in June's story, you'll hear your story and discover the same hope and help that has guided her. As June says, God does not waste the trials in our lives. Along with June's story, you can see what's new as we work to share this message of biblical hope and practical help in more places and in new ways to reach more people. Because there is hope, no matter the circumstances. Make JuneHunt.org your place to go for what's new at Hope for the Heart, and make it your place to go for biblical hope and practical help anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to Hope in the Night. We're a ministry of hope for the heart, offering God's truth for today's problems. And we exist because of your ongoing prayers and continued support of this ministry. And we just say thank you for that. If you have questions or concerns about the occult or spiritual warfare, we do have Keys for Living that will help you to look into those topics. And you can call customer support at 800-488-HOPE to get your copy of those Keys for Living. They're available Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Central Time, and be happy to hear from you and help you get those resources. The occult is subtitled Dispelling the Darkness, also our Keys on Spiritual Warfare Strategy for the Battle. That number again, 800-488-4673. Join us for a free webinar to learn about Hope for the Heart's valuable tools to impact your church and community, and will help you grow personally, professionally, and in your ministry role. You'll hear about our Lifeline to Hope suite of products, including our new self-study video course on lay caregiving. This is the handy, easy-to-remember webpage, hopefortheheart.org/webinar. That's hopefortheheart.org/webinar. And again, that's to learn about our Lifeline to Hope suite of products. So make sure you go there and find out more that will help you. Let's get back to our caller tonight, and we return to Al.
Well, Al, I appreciate that you're wanting specifics of what to do in regard to what you said had been ongoing for about, you said, the last 7 years, and you described hearing your uncle's voice, and he's blaming, in part, he's blaming you for his parents' death. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then cursing you, tormenting you, and basically you did refer to mental telepathy, and what you are talking about.
Ma'am, if I don't mean to cut you off, but I've been trying to rationalize in my mind, like, but how could this be possible? If this is not from the Lord, if it's a man to man thing, it's not possible. If it's from the Lord, it cannot be possible, because those are an abomination to Him. The things that's been going on are pretty much what abhors Him, you know what I mean? The only way for this to happen is make its manifestation is you know, from the devil and his works. And the thing is, I used to not, when you're in your child growing up, you hear about these things, about the sorceries and witchcraft, but it's something that doesn't really, you don't delve into it. You don't think about it. It's just It's something that's passing. So experiencing it is a whole different field, you know, like a whole different animal. And that's what I was, that was the problem that I was, you know, trying to tackle. Because no matter what I do, I couldn't shed him off. I couldn't get him off me. And I've been praying about it, and you, like I mentioned before, on the person that called me up earlier, you guys are like the fifth or sixth program in the Christian station here in LA that I've called throughout those years regarding this problem. You know what I mean? And it always comes down to ask the Lord to reveal a light, reveal to you what's, you know, the solution for it, and I guess it's just a matter of a prayer, like my heart wanting to have it off of me. You know what I mean?
There are certain things. Yeah, let me say that. Look, this is real. Now there are counterfeits, and that's what always bothers me, because I'm a very rational person, and I believe in what is conservative Christian values, and I absolutely believe in the Bible. I didn't start out knowing anything about the Bible, but once I began to be a student of the Bible and taking it seriously, I did learn about this other part of life that some people will just not know anything about it because that's not their experience. But if you've been around people who are being impacted, if there is occultic involvement, let me explain about one of the facets. In other words, there's an opening into the occult that is typically either a type of superstition. There's divination, which is it's foretelling the future through a certain actions, and all the way from, you said tarot cards. That's a deck of 52 cards, and there are those who are readers, and many people live their lives literally based on tarot card readings. There's palmistry, there's numerology, all kinds of different approaches, including...
But to me, the bottom line is it's all the devil's work. So
that's what I'm saying. It's the enemy of God. It's not God. It's the enemy of God, and there can be power.
Exactly.
One man, never will forget. He was a medical doctor in Dallas. In the Dallas area, and his father had been a witch doctor. He was from another country, and he grew up watching. He could see his dad doing at times what he would call white magic, but then also he would do voodoo and put curses on people. And he remembered just the stunning impact on people that if he felt, and see, he was saying, but I'm doing this for good because this is a bad person. So, and then someone would be in pain in the area of the pins within the voodoo doll and all. And so later this man came, the one talking with me, the medical doctor, he came to Christ. His mother came to Christ. And then eventually his father came to Christ and renounced these practices. But he said, I know they were real because I would see people in pain and I couldn't understand, he didn't know it was unbiblical to do what his dad was doing. And that was early on in my 20s and 30s when I first was learning all this. And what I'm saying to you is there will be people who won't understand, but you have to understand that they won't understand. That's just not been their experience. Either black magic or white magic is wrong. Black magic is intended for evil. It's using spiritual powers for evil ends. And white magic, some people say, oh, but that's good. It could be presented as good, but it's using rituals that are... the dependence gets to be on these practices, these rituals, instead of on God himself. And the Bible even tells why he is against. In fact, Ezekiel 13:20 says, this is what the sovereign Lord says, I'm against your magic charms with which you ensnare people. So some people believe in crystals, and they'll say, oh, but this is for good. No. That is what is evil in God's eyes, to assign supernatural power to that which is not of God, is a counterfeit, and it's not right. So what I'm going to ask, though, in regard to your own home, I'm just going to ask, have you evaluated, have you gone through to make sure that there's nothing in your home that would have anything to do with astrology, anything that could be considered of the occult,
okay,
and gotten rid of it?
You know your question, ma'am, that has come across my mind, and from, you know, throughout the research that I was trying to look for the solution on this, I've come across what exactly the things that you've mentioned. And there's nothing in our home that has any connection with the occult or anything like that. So that's why. And even the Lord himself, he said, do not consult the mediums, do not consult this. Consult
me
first. So that's what I keep going to him in the first place before anything, because you know, at the peak of this problem that I was having, I'm hoping it was, this is like in a was form now, but when it was at its peak, in my mind I was like, who can I look for regarding the at the Philippines, we call it albularyo. These are the people that helps out with against the black magic kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But since I couldn't find any who could actually who actually practices those and do those to fight this, maybe that's the Lord's answer for me, not to consult, not to look for people that may know how to do that, because to him it's still an abomination to him. So, mm-hmm. and regarding the pain and the suffering and whatever it is, like I said before, those are the things that I never used to believe in. I thought they were just, you know, I thought it was something from way back in the days or something like that, because I never really experienced that growing up. But until I started having this problem with my uncle, where I'll be, mm-hmm. whenever I hear him and then he gets mad, he gets angry or whatever, then that's mm-hmm. that's time that I experienced like shock in my wrist, like electric shock in my chest, like a piece of hair being pulled out from my head.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you know those little nagging things. And
yes.
and at one point, I think he wants to, and all these are happening telepathically. Nothing uh-huh. physical. Nothing over the phone. Nothing. You know. It's always like that mental
well,
thing.
Yeah, let me mention one thing that I don't know that I've ever mentioned on this program, but one time I was helping someone there were three of us helping a woman who was a massage therapist, and she knew there was something that was holding her back in some way. Bottom line is we did an inventory of her life. But when it got to renouncing the involvement she had in certain areas, I remember looking at her and I said, "Are you in pain?" It's like she grabbed her stomach in a certain way, and I thought, "What?" I said, "Are you in pain?" She said, "Yes," and I thought, "Okay, where did this come from?" And so I remember thinking, I don't know if this will work, but in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the power of the Spirit of the Lord Jesus, I command that any spirit that would be inflicting her would leave her alone. And all of a sudden, she just relaxed. And it happened three different times that night when we were trying to renounce the things that she had been involved with. But look, there can be pain, and all I know is we have an enemy who needs to be defeated.
Do you want to become a better people helper? Maybe you have loved ones, friends, or acquaintances facing difficult challenges. You want to help, but you just don't know what to do or how to give them the support they need. The Lifeline to Hope self-study course is designed for people like you. This is a 10-session video course on biblical caregiving that will equip you to become a better people helper. As you complete this course at your own pace, you'll learn how to provide effective care and support to others without being overwhelmed yourself. This comes from professional instruction with leading experts on biblical caregiving, effective listening, relationship skills, self-care, and more. God can use you to change lives. For a limited time, save 50% off the self-study with the coupon code HOPEINTHENIGHT. Learn more and order this course at lifelinetohope.org. That's lifelinetohope.org.
As we each solve the puzzle that is our life, we often have questions we can't answer. Usually, they're little nagging questions, but sometimes they're larger. So large, in fact, the answer or even the question itself can have life-changing consequences. June Hunt believes the best answers to these tough questions come from God Himself, and He's given us those answers in the Bible. For more than 20 years now, June has helped callers find these biblical answers and apply them to their lives. You can talk with June on her radio program, Hope in the Night, about an issue, a hurt, a relationship, or another concern in your life. Call 800-NIGHT-17. And remember, there are no hopeless situations, only people who have grown hopeless. There really are biblical solutions for all of life's struggles. Don't wait. Call now, 800-644-4817.
You're listening to Hope in the Night. I'm Jeff Oliver, and we'll get back to our caller in just a moment. If you are curious about any of the topics that we raise here on the program, we would invite you to get some of our keys for living. We have, in fact, over 100 of those that will help you address nearly any topic you might be dealing with. We have the keys for living called The Occult, Dispelling the Darkness, also Spiritual Warfare, Strategy for the Battle. And customer support can be reached at 800-488-HOPE. They're available Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Central Time, and they'll help you get those resources into your hands. Their number again, 800-488-4673. Also encourage you to check out the website, hopefortheheart.org/store. And we have new updated keys for living updating all the time, so make sure you go there and see what's new and what's going on with our keys for living. And we have the Lifeline to Hope online training there as well, and an area on our website called June's Place, a curated bookstore containing June's books, Bible studies, and other resources that she's done, including music CDs and translated resources in Spanish and Chinese. And you'll find all of those at hopefortheheart.org/store. Let's get back to our conversation now with Al.
Well, my friend, I'm going to ask our praying public, those of you who feel led by the Lord to pray for Al. I think the issue is an issue of spiritual warfare. Al, spiritual warfare, what is that? Spiritual warfare is the ongoing conflict against the human race with three enemies. It's called the world, the flesh, and Satan. And it's for the purpose of rendering Christians ineffective and also from keeping non-Christians from coming into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And it sounds as though you are in the midst of spiritual warfare. This is not your choice. This is not what you're wanting. It's clear to me. And if indeed this is brought on by your uncle or whoever else, could be somebody that also would be associated with him, there are specific things. Look, I understand that he's blaming you for his parents' death, and that's not what took place. But the fact is, he is using occultic means, and that's why I'm going to be sending you. I said I would send you your material on the occult, but I'm going to also send you spiritual warfare. What I mean by, I'm not going to send you spiritual war. I'm going to send you our keys. They're called Biblical Counseling Keys on Spiritual Warfare, and we subtitle it Strategy for the Battle, because you're wanting to know how to battle this, and I hear
exactly.
That loud. Right. Well, realize that these three areas which are mentioned in Ephesians 2, verses 1 through 3, when we say the world, the flesh, and Satan, the world is talking about the invisible ideas of like, well, be activities or purposes that Satan influences in opposition to the God of the Bible. It'd be literally concepts that are anti-biblical. Concepts.
I've read about that, ma'am. I've read about those three enemies that you're referring to. I've read about that before.
Okay, the flesh is, I'm going to do what I want to do, and that's not what you're talking about. But there is the enemy, the devil, called Satan. The word Satan is a Hebrew word, actually, that means adversary. He is our adversary, and he wants to defeat us. And so when we have this kind of battle going on, there is warfare that we need to participate in. There are certain things that you claim. Of course, I already mentioned doing inventory, making sure you have nothing in your home. You've already said there's nothing there to give entrance to the enemy. And if you had anything or you find something, you literally destroy it to get rid of it. Don't give it to somebody. What we need to do, though, is I'm going to ask, are there any other specifics that you mentioned or that you can mention besides, you said, mental telepathy and tarot cards? He was involved in, or that you know anything about his past?
Yeah, to tell you honestly, ma'am, there's really, I couldn't really think of anything else. To connect, like you said, for me to have a connection or somehow to connect this to towards me and my family, right? Is that what you were asking me?
Just anything that he is using that you know that it's like, this sounds wrong. We know that, like, as I said, tarot cards are wrong.
I really can't think of anything right now, ma'am.
Okay.
Looking back at it.
But you were indicating witchcraft and sorcery. So there are items many times that are used in witchcraft. So what we'll do is, for example, when we pray for deliverance, it's there's a prayer for deliverance that is, I think, a protective prayer. There is even how to pray with the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit is called the Word of God. This is in Ephesians 6:17. And what I'd like to do is tell you this prayer, but then before we hang up, I'd like for us to enter in together and pray this prayer for you. Yes.
And ma'am, if I could also include my uncle in our prayers for the
course.
Lord to really shine his light upon him, you know, to really, because I believe he's in that dark place regarding the sorcery and witchcraft, you know, or whatever it is that makes this manifest. Like I said, ma'am, when I spoke to him last Saturday, he was mentioning that he's really in his mind and in his heart, he's really trying to battle that whatever desire to you know, the practice of it, because since last Saturday up to now, the manifestation hasn't really been that strong. It has diminished. So, you know, I think the prayer's been answered that way. But since you're mentioning prayer, I would like to have a special prayer for him. You know, that the Lord really does his heart.
And well, it's for him to be open to the Lord Jesus Christ coming in and giving him, the Lord Jesus Christ, control of his life. That's what will change him. But he's got to be willing to do that. So we'll pray that he'll be open to the spiritual interaction with the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's because it's Jesus who saves. And he can use people, but ultimately it is faith. It is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, giving him control of our lives. That's what's life-changing. So we will pray for that. The spiritual sword of Scripture, let me just mention, the Bible says in 1 John 4:4 that you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Satan's in the world, and you, as a believer, you've received Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. Is that not true, Al?
Correct.
Okay, and from everything I hear, that's true. Well, notice, the Bible says they overcame him, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. The blood of the Lamb that was shed on the cross for you, we thank God for Jesus, who literally he shed his blood on the cross, and when his blood was shed on the cross, that's what sealed the enemy's, Satan's defeat. And that's why it's imperative that we understand the word, the blood paid for the guilt of your sin, and you are a child of God. That's what you claim. So what I want us to do is to pray right now. Would you just pray after me?
Okay.
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
That I am your child.
That I am your child.
And that Christ who is in me.
What was that, ma'am?
The Christ who is in me is greater than Satan. Christ who is in me is greater than Satan.
Is greater than Satan.
Who is in the world.
Who is in the world.
I acknowledge that Satan is a defeated enemy.
I acknowledge that Satan is a defeated enemy.
He was defeated when the blood of Jesus.
He was defeated.
When the blood of Jesus was shed at Calvary.
Was shed at Calvary.
His blood paid for the guilt of my sin.
His blood paid for the guilt of my sin.
I am a child of God.
I am a child of God.
Satan has no authority over me.
Satan has no authority over me.
I've been bought with a price.
I've been bought with a price.
My body is not my own.
My body's not my own.
It belongs to Jesus.
It belongs to Jesus.
I refuse all thoughts that are not from God.
I refuse all thought that is not from God.
I resist Satan and his power.
I resist Satan and his power.
I stand in the full armor of God.
I stand in the full armor of God.
And ask that you bind Satan.
And I ask that you bind Satan.
And his demonic realm.
And his demonic realm.
From any influence over me.
From having any influence on me.
Just as you put a hedge of protection around Job.
Just as you put the hedge of protection around Job.
I ask you to put a hedge of protection completely around me.
Ask that you put the hedge and protection completely around me.
For my good and your glory.
For my good and your glory, Lord.
In the powerful name of Jesus, I pray.
In the powerful name of Jesus Christ.
I pray. Amen.
I pray. Amen.
And Lord, we pray for the uncle of Al, who needs a changed life. He needs salvation. He needs a changed life that you can give him. I pray he would be willing, yielding his will to your will. And if Al has that opportunity to share, or someone else, bring that person into Al's life, into that man's life, and that he might be saved.
We will send The Keys for Living on the occult, dispelling the darkness, also spiritual warfare, strategy for the battle. We send those along free of charge due to your generous support of this ministry. If you'd like to support Hope in the Night and keep us on the radio, please do so at hopefortheheart.org, and you'll find the donate button there. It's easy on your phone or computer to do that, and we thank you. You may order resources for yourself at 800-488-HOPE anytime Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Central Time. And our materials and past programs are available at hopefortheheart.org. Also check out our broadcast app. It is called Hope for the Heart, and that's a free download. Until next time, for June Hunt, I'm Jeff Oliver saying you hang on to hope.